This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Some Bethel parents are wondering why former Gladys Jung Elementary School principal Chris Carmichael remained in his position for nearly a semester after a report was made in June that he had inappropriate physical contact with a minor. The Lower Kuskokwim School District's attorney, Jeannie Sleeper, said if the school district had known about the investigation, Carmichael would have been placed on administrative leave. But, she says, the district was not informed until the night of his arrest. Acting Bethel Police Chief Amy Davis confirmed Bethel PD did not alert LKSD of the report regarding Carmichael's alleged inappropriate behavior with a minor. Davis says she held back that information to protect an undercover operation. In June of 2019, a former student at Gladys Jung Elementary School approached Bethel PD to report Carmichael for inappropriately touching her a year or two earlier while she was a minor. But Davis says there was no corroborating evidence. Davis said she began using the alleged victim's social media account to message Carmichael to gather more evidence. Davis said she thought informing LKSD would risk alerting Carmichael to the undercover investigation, which would prevent police from gathering enough evidence to file charges. In November, the FBI's Child Exploitation Task Force teamed up with Bethel PD to complete the undercover investigation. FBI and Bethel PD arrested Carmichael with the help of Alaska State Troopers on December 10th. The Lower Kuskokwim School District has divulged two prior allegations of inappropriate behavior with minors by Carmichael. LKSD's attorney, Jeannie Sleeper, said police investigated both incidences and ultimately no charges were filed. One of those police investigations has since been reopened. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
In February of 2018, a student complained to Bethel Police that Chris Carmichael had inappropriately touched her. Acting Bethel Police Chief Amy Davis says when the department investigated the case, Carmichael claimed the touching was accidental. And given the evidence they had at the time, she said it was, quote, not a very provable case. Davis made these comments on the Friday after Carmichael's arrest. Since then, the district attorney's office has reopened the case. Both Davis and the district attorney's office declined to comment further about an open investigation. The school district's attorney, Jeannie Sleeper, says that back in 2018, when police told them about the report of inappropriate touching, Carmichael was placed on administrative leave while the district conducted its own investigation. Sleeper says there were no cameras that caught the alleged incident. She says the district interviewed the alleged victim where the incident had occurred and asked the student to demonstrate what happened. According to Sleeper, the district found that as Carmichael walked through a doorway, the back of his hand brushed against the student who was holding the door. Sleeper said it was a sweeping motion from the student's belly to her chest. After making the determination the touching was accidental, the district brought Carmichael back to the school. Sleeper says Carmichael was on paid administrative leave from February 21st to March 8th of 2018. But Sleeper says this was not Carmichael's first allegation of inappropriate behavior with students. There had been another incident 2 years before. In February of 2016, while Carmichael was in Bethel, Sleeper says Alaska State Troopers investigated alleged inappropriate social media communication between Carmichael and a student in another village. Sleeper would not say which village. Sleeper says Carmichael was placed on administrative leave at this time as well. She says troopers gained access to Carmichael's Facebook account, but reported no findings. Carmichael was brought back to Gladys Jung Elementary School. If you have any evidence regarding the open investigations against Carmichael, you can contact the FBI at 907-276-4441. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
The Lower Kuskokwim School District has fired Carmichael. LKSD's attorney, Jeannie Sleeper, said Carmichael was served his final termination documents yesterday in Anchorage, where he's being held in federal custody. His termination came a day after a federal grand jury indicted him on 4 federal criminal charges. But Sleeper says the decision to terminate Carmichael came before then. The federal grand jury indicted Carmichael on Wednesday. The four charges against him include two counts of attempted coercion and enticement of a minor, one count of possession of child pornography, and one count of attempted transfer of obscene material to a minor. The grand jury's indictment means Carmichael is now charged with criminal activity. He is currently being held in federal custody in Anchorage, and his next court appearance is scheduled for today. Finally, for your Kuskokwim River report, the ice on the Kuskokwim River is finally thick enough to support the winter ice road. In recent years, climate change has meant the ice necessary for the road forms later, breaks up earlier, and isn't as thick. Travelers have died falling in the river or open holes, and now search and rescue volunteers in Bethel have to grapple with unpredictable river conditions. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger has the story.
The ice on the Kuskokwim River was just thick enough to hold a snow machine. I've never driven one before, but Bethel Search and Rescue volunteers, Mark Leary and Charles Guest, are taking me out to see the biggest open hole they've ever seen so close to Bethel. And the only way for me to get there is to drive.
This is probably not the best snow go to be your first ride, but it's...
Actually, you know, this one's forgiving. Nice and wide.
Maybe, yeah. It's big.
Yes.
You rode a motorcycle?
I've ridden behind one. I haven't driven one.
Okay.
It's 6 miles from Bethel to the hole. When we get there, the water is the same color as the gray-blue Arctic sky. That makes the hole easy to miss in the daytime and at night, and is big enough to swallow a medium-sized grocery store.
Getting thinner? 10?
Mark Leary drills into the ice nearby to see how thick it is. As he drills closer to the open water, the ice gets thinner.
8?
He means the ice is 8 inches thick.
Go any closer?
So how far away do you think we're standing away from the open water right now?
30 feet?
Just down the river, about a quarter mile away, is the spot where a family of five drove into an open hole on New Year's Eve 2 years ago. Most of them survived, but Leary says it's a reminder about how unpredictable river conditions have become. Bethel Search and Rescue, along with other search and rescue groups and villages along the river, get out just as the river is beginning to freeze to check out the trails and mark the dangerous spots. They compile their findings in reports that they post online and on social media. And for the past decade, they've seen the winters change.
Year after year, things seem to be getting worse. We have no snow. We have odd freeze-ups like this year and more open water.
That's Charles Guest, Bethel Search and Rescue volunteer. He grew up in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and he knows the river like it's his backyard. And he's seen the impacts from climate change. Alaska climatologist Rick Toman says three of the warmest winters on record for Bethel have been in the last 5 years. That's counting the temperatures from December to February, typically the coldest months. That can have deadly consequences. Last year, 4 people died driving into open water or falling through thin ice in the YK Delta. But Leary says search and rescue is preparing for the warmer winters while relying on knowledge passed down from Yupik elders about how to stay safe traveling in the winter.
And nowadays we've added from that foundation of traditional knowledge, we've built our, we've adapted our operations with incorporating modern technology, like this ice drill that I'm using right here, you know.
Another tool is an ice radar machine that measures the thickness of the ice, making it easier for the rescue group to track the ice throughout the winter. Meanwhile, Charles Guest has young children, and he says that while he doesn't talk about climate change specifically with his kids, they do talk about the weather.
It's just something that we're learning to adapt to every day.
He says adapting is the Yupik way of life. A couple of days after showing me the big open hole, Guest and Leary, along with other Bethel residents, headed out to market with 250 willow branches and blue reflective tape. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.